All right, Dino, listen, I got to be honest, man. When you said on social you were racing Paula, I thought that was a terrible idea and it wasn't going to go very well. But, dude, you were good. I know you're mad about the second moto, but you were really good. Like, first moto, solid, moved up. Second moto, like, yeah, I was impressed, man.
Yeah, disappointing for sure. I felt like I could have been top 10, and I think that would have been really cool with, like, how much prep I've had in on the stock bike and the pickup. And first moto, it gave me some hope because I was in top 10. Jason got me a couple laps to go, and I was catching the guys ahead, and I was like, oh, man, we can do this. Like, we're in it. So then moto 2, I was pumped for it. My whole shot button broke on the parade lap. So I had no start button on the start, and then I was in the fucking first corner pile up. And then, dude, it's like, it was, obviously I've done it outdoor in so long, but like, they just water on top of the hard pack and like trying to pass everyone. It was chaotic.
You can't really go outside the main line.
Once like I actually got a bit of clear track, I had a good pace. But when you're trying to like inside, outside, middle, oh. But it was a lot of effort not to do what I wanted to do. Like, inside, I wanted two top 12s. And I feel like I could have achieved that. But, hey, it is what it is. I just, that racer in me, like, it just annoys me, you know? So, it's what it is.
I mean, you're really good at this track, you know? 15 years ago, you were great here.
Yeah, once upon a time. So, I was trying to show you and that I still had it. But, shit. But, no, I was all right. I rode well, you know? Bit of fun, you know? We had a bit of fun on social with it. My title sponsor. And then Team Fried even collabed in there. They jumped in. Yeah,
Jason, did you see the contract?
No, Jason doesn't really like me, but
no,
it's really great that we collab.
Oh
yeah. Test, do your job. Test positive. Still Fried. $350.
They threw
$250. Oh wow. Okay.
Covered the entry in the license.
Contract, yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, the Pulpamex was involved.
Yeah. So that's what made it kind of funny. But no, thank you very much for the help. I appreciate that. It was just a bit of fun, bit of banter. Yeah, it was fun. It would have been cool if it would have went the way we wanted it to, but it's all good.
And the real
dog still got some bark to him.
Yeah, no, I didn't think it'd go this well. I did not think. And even there's a mutual friend we have. He used to wrench for you. He didn't think it was going to go this well either when we talked about, like, for fantasy stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So he didn't either. So neither one of us believed.
I'm like, it's just like a bit of a diesel. I always have been. I suck in 10 qualifying, trying to do sprint laps in the mud. That's not my cup of tea. But when it comes to just chugging and putting laps together and just going, I'm a little bit of a diesel, you know? And so I knew, like, if I was like 16th in qualifying and not too far off, I was like, oh, that's a really good position for me. So I kind of knew where I was at a little bit. So
as we get closer to SMX, if you need some points, are we gonna do Colt Nichols style and load up a van and go to Washougal and Unadilla?
Really don't want to. Outdoors is really gnarly. You know what made it so gnarly? The first mo, I'm charging, right? Go up to the finish line. They never even fixed this bump all day. Before the finish, there's a really gnarly square edge bump. I hit it. My hand rips off the bars, and I hit the fucking jump with one hand. And it could have been catastrophic. And I saved it. Like, I hurt my thumb from that. But I was just like, that could have been the biggest moment. Just like the high speed and the bumps. And outdoors is so gnarly.
It is. Well, hey, good job, man. I appreciate all the fun we had on it. And like I said, I think you did really well. Hold your head up high, and we'll see you some more outdoors, Dino.
We'll see. Thanks for the support. I appreciate the help, and thank you, everyone, for the being behind me.